cash fed cattle prices were showing some positive signs Friday. USDA expects the U.S. to export more beef next year and to import less. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 21st of October. Although mixed, negotiated cash-fed cattle trade was showing some signs of strength in the north through Friday afternoon, based on USDA reports. Live prices in the southern plains were steady to a dollar lower at $108 a hundredweight. Dress trade in the north, though, was $1 to $3 higher at mostly $173 in the western corn belt and at $173 to $175 in Nebraska. Higher corn futures follow through softness in lean hog futures and likely skittishness over the plant explosion at Cargill's packing facility in Dodge City helped push cattle futures lower Friday, but they closed off of session lows. By the way, various reports suggest that Cargill plant will resume normal operations early in the week. Live cattle futures closed an average of 76 cents lower on Friday, across a range of 40 cents lower to $1.92 lower in spot October. Week to week, they were an average of 71 cents higher, across a range of 27 cents higher to 147 higher in spot October. Wholesale beef values continued to rebound seasonally. Week to week, choice box beef cutout value is $2.48 higher on Friday afternoon at $218.04 a hundredweight. Select was $4.36 higher at $193.04. Corn futures on Friday closed mostly 2 to 3 cents lower through July of 20 and then mostly unchanged to fractionally lower. Soybean futures closed 2 to 3 cents higher. Drier conditions and recently higher cash prices fostered increased calf and feeder cattle trade in some areas last week, while continued wet conditions in other regions limited receipts and demand. Overall, yearling steers and heifers sold steady to $4 a hundredweight higher, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Calves traded from $3 lower to $4 higher. AMS analysts say there is very good demand for yearlings as supplies coming off of grass tighten and the cash-fed cattle market moves higher. They add that balling calves face the most variable demand, based heavily on the health risk that bidders perceive, with severe discounts on unweaned calves. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.10 lower on Friday. Week to week, they were $0.01 lower through the front three contracts, and then 30 cents lower to 37 cents higher across the rest of the board. Although calf prices bucked the seasonal trend in some parts of the country, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, cautions in his weekly market comments that increased support likely lies at least 6 weeks into the future. If temperatures and precipitation cooperate, he says calf prices this spring could be 2 to 3% higher than last year. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Friday on mixed news that included weak economic growth in China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 255 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 11 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 67 points. If recent forecasts from USDA are any indication, international beef demand next year will continue to help underpin domestic prices. Demand strength grows in importance with expectations of record large commercial beef production in 2020, along with record large total red meat and poultry production. USDA's Economic Research Service forecasts total beef exports 6% higher next year at a record 3.3 billion pounds, accounting for 12% of U.S. production. In the latest Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry Outlook, ERS analysts say the United States is poised to expand market share in top markets such as Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan as key competitor Australia struggles to maintain its market share given its reduced exportable supplies due to drought. On the other side of the ledger, USDA expects the U.S. to import less beef next year amid the tighter supplies in Oceania and expected increased demand for beef in Asia due to African swine fever. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 21st of October. You can find more, including the weekly price trends, at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.